Welcome to the New Zealand Executive Career Guide, a series of podcasts aimed at discussing current trends in the New Zealand job market with a view to assisting senior executives and senior professionals in taking their careers and companies to the next level. I'm Stephen Levy of New Zealand executive search firm Hobson Levy, and in this ongoing series we will explore a number of issues of particular relevance to the Australian and New Zealand job markets. Above all, we hope to add some value to you in your quest to take your career to the next level. In this, our inaugural podcast, I'd like to turn my attention to my own former profession, the law profession and the legal services market. My comments relate particularly to the New Zealand legal services market, but in feedback I've had since these articles were first published in written form, they could apply to most of the common law markets around the world and are equally relevant to Australia and the UK. My theme really is, in the legal services market, the current lack of partnership opportunities that avail themselves in the large corporate firms. The traditional corporate law firm partnership model was relatively simple. You served your time, and if you were technically able, good with clients, and able to develop business, you became a partner. This might take only a few years, or it might take 7 or 8, but you knew you would get there. But something has changed in the New Zealand corporate legal market, and indeed in many legal markets worldwide. The wait to become a partner has become longer and longer and longer. Indeed, in some firms, it's in danger of becoming never-ending. Senior lawyers of the highest calibre, who in previous generations would have walked through the partnership door, are finding it firmly closed. It seems the large firms are stuck in a partnership drought, with no oasis on the horizon. Is this really the case, and if so, how did it come to this? Perhaps more importantly, what are senior associates in the firms themselves doing about it? I aim to explore whether the apparent shortage of partnership opportunities in the big firm is as real as it seems, the evolution of corporate law firms in recent times has led to this situation, the response of the large firms, as well as smaller and regional firms, to this changing dynamic, and the response to date of the senior associates who find themselves in this predicament. Finally, I will examine alternative paths open to senior lawyers, including the rise of boutique firms, the junior bar, in-house counsel, moving out of the big cities, and leaving the law altogether. I will also examine what this dynamic means for the traditional law firm structure, the future emergence of the staff lawyer, and the succession issues this may in future create for some of the larger firms as the current generation of partners begin to retire. The historical backdrop to this is complicated. The evolution of the New Zealand corporate legal market in the 1970s, 80s, and to a lesser extent the 90s, saw what would today be described as medium-sized firms merging and consolidating into ever larger firms. A few examples in New Zealand included Russell McVeigh, McKenzie and Bartlett in 1969, Balgully and Buddle Weir in 1984, the merger of three firms in 1984 to create Rudd Watts and Stone, which is now Minter Ellis and Rudd Watts, Chapman Tripp and Sheffield Young and Ellis in 85, and Simpson Grierson itself only 2 years old as a result of a merger, merging with Butler White and Hannah in 85 to create Simpson Grierson Butler White. The Australian and UK markets are littered with similar examples. In New Zealand, much of this activity reflected the huge upturn in legal work resulting from the election of the Longy Labor government in 84 and the major economic restructuring and degradation.